Oh, yeah, let me read you my $850 poem. I was going to read it in Steve's class, but there wasn't no time. I don't know if it's any good. I got $850 for it. I love it. I dance all night with it. It's a very sad poem. Maybe I won't. No, that's stupid. I'm not going to read it. That's no way to introduce a poem. How can you dislike an $850 poem? You got to be nuts. I sold the poem the other day for $2.47. This one you can hate. No, here's a poem I never read before in public. It's called Lost and Found. Those of you who know my work know that one of my books is obsessed with the death of my father, which reappears in this poem. He died when I was very young. Lost and found. A light wind beyond the window, and the trees swimming in the golden morning air. Last night for hours I thought of a boy lost in a huge city, a boy in search of someone lost and not returning. I thought how long it takes to believe the simplest facts of our lives, that certain losses are final. Death is one, childhood another. It was dark, and the house creaked, as though we'd set sail for a port beyond the darkness. I must have dozed in my chair and wakened to see the dim shapes of orange tree and fig against a sky turning gray, and a few doves were moaning from the garden. The night that seemed so final had ended, and this dawn becoming day was changing moment by moment, for now there was blue above, and the tall grass was streaked and blowing. The quail barked from their hidden nests. Why give up anything? Someone is always coming home, turning a final corner to behold the house that had grown huge in absence, now dull and shrunken, but the place where he had come of age, still dear and like no other. I have come home from being lost, home to a name I could accept, a face that saw all I saw and broke in a dark room against a wall that heard all my secrets and gave nothing back. Now he is home, the one I searched for. He is beside me as he always was, a light spirit that brings me luck and listens when I speak. The day is here, and it will last forever, or until the sun fails and the birds are once again hidden and moaning. But for now, the lost are found. The sun has cleared the trees, the wind risen, and we, father and child, hand in hand, the living and the dead, are entering the world.